Time now for Summary Judgment, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon.
Finally, a Hollywood movie that dares to tell just how darn exciting jury duty really is. Runaway Jury stars Gene Hackman, Dustin Hoffman, and John Cusack. This legal potboiler focuses on jury tampering during a tense, high-profile trial.
You went to a juror's residence without asking me? Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what, Wendell, listen to me.
We're done. We're finished.
What you pay me for.
You're a young punk, and you should have asked me. You're
Nick
fired.
Nick Easter You're is fired. Spinning this jury.
Most of the nation's critics returned a positive verdict. Even though the Christian Science Monitor found it a trial to sit through, CNN calls it the best big-screen adaptation of a John Grisham novel since The Firm, and The Hollywood Reporter crows Runaway Jury is a surefire crowd-pleaser. Next up is Cate Blanchett, starring in Veronica Guerin. Directed by Joel Schumacher and produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, this true story focuses on the courageous Irish investigative reporter who uncovered a major drug operation in the Dublin projects.
Carl's family has stated that the general, and I quote, was not killed by the IRA. He was killed because someone saw how much money he was making and wanted to take over. Now, in your opinion, could the murder be drug-related?
You can't believe everything you hear, Miss Guerin.
Well, neither can you, Des.
Critics are mixed on the merits of the film, but almost all praised Blanchett's performance. A slave to its cliches, moans the Village Voice, and the LA Times says it's more schlocky than satisfying, but Entertainment Weekly admired the biopic and found the well-made telling of her life inspiring. And last but certainly not least, the remake of the classic 1974 horror film The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Hopefully this time around they made the homicidal maniac Leatherface more likable and well-rounded.
Oh, don't you get it? He's gonna kill you. He's gonna kill all of us.
Oh, no, he won't. Everyone around here knows that poor, sweet boy.
Most critics felt like taking a chainsaw themselves to this gory, violent film. The New York Times screams it's about as much fun as sitting in on an autopsy, while the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel declares it sputters before it splatters, leaving the sleeping audience anxious to saw logs. And the Arizona Daily Star pans the remake with a review right out of a primary reader. She screams, he chases, she runs, we yawn. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go grab some coffee.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer based in Los Angeles, and you're listening to Day to Day from NPR News.